This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carletonville will kick off to begin the ball game, and Carl Tucker Hughes will not kick the rest of the year because of his hamstring injury. He will play defense only the remainder of the year, and Matt Schmidt will be here late. He was, of course, playing soccer tonight in the regional championship game for Carletonville. So, you know, the Cavies had two kickers. Now they got three. Lonnie Rosentrader will kick off to start the ball game. Carletonville in the all-white look again here this evening. The white pants, the white jerseys, blue on the shoulders, blue numerals, red trim, blue helmets, and the red face masks. For Staunton, the all-red look tonight, the red pants with some black trimming on the side, the black trim on the shoulders of the red home white jerseys, white numerals, red helmets, and white face masks. Rosentrader has it teed up at the 40, and we are set to go. It's a low kick drilled right down the middle of the field, goes to the first line of Bulldog receivers, picked up at about the 20-yard line, and the return is shy of the 30. And that's where Griffin Bianco and his offensive unit will start first and 10, as the return that time for Staunton went to Cody Castaldi. Carl, you mentioned in our open that Staunton does have some offensive weapons. It starts with the quarterback Griffin Bianco, then their tailback Drew Molinix. He can be a load.
Yeah, Drew has a good year going on. He's not that far away from establishing 1,000 yards. I believe he's got, let's see, your stats show 828. So a couple big games for him. Obviously, he'll make the 1,000 mark.
And they will start with the carry to Molinix. And Drew plows off the right side, crosses the 30-yard line, gets to about the 33-yard line, a pickup of 4 on first down. And with this Carletonville offense, the best way to stop it, Carl, is to keep it on the sideline. So if you can establish that run, chew the clock, have some long extending drives, that is the formula to stay close to Carletonville. No one has stayed close to him yet this year. Another handoff to Molinix, and it's shut down quickly, shy of the 35 at the 34. Gain of 1. This Carletonville defense is so stout up front. They have been impressive all season long. They maybe don't get the recognition, Carl, just because how good the offense is.
True. But, yeah, the defense has shown the ability to shut down teams pretty well on the running games.
Bianco from shotgun, a little hard count there. Carletonville almost came across, but they got back on sides. Cavies crowd the line of scrimmage. Play clock is off, not working here at the moment. Bianco's going to throw a quick little slant. It is caught, first down yardage as the catch goes to Kyle Faber, and he has a first down out at the Staunton 40-yard line, a gain of 6. As that time, Faber just settled down in that zone, Carl, and Bianco hit him right between the 1 and the 2.
Ran the route perfectly, basically, is what you're saying, because he was in between all the Cavalier defenders.
The defensive line, you have Jordan Bressler, Logan Rosentrader, Blaze Ballou up front, along with Tucker Hughes. At that defensive end, they will motion Castaldi. They give to Molinix. He has a nice hole off the left side, makes a man miss. He's out across the Staunton 45, down to the 47. That's a nice gain of 7 on first down. And this Bulldog offense moving crisply here to start the ball game. They will not huddle up to the line of scrimmage quickly. 10-15 for the opening quarter. They might not huddle, Carl, but they take their time with the line of scrimmage as they look to the sideline for the play. Three receivers on the right side of the offensive formation. Bianco still looking to the sideline for the play. As you see the big placards being flashed up on the sideline for the Bulldog offensive unit to get the play call. It'll be an option. Bianco going to keep it. He is met and dropped. Might have lost a yard, as in on the stop was Jordan Bressler for Carletonville. That's the thing about the Carletonville defense, Carlos. Very rarely is it one of their big boys up front. They really float the football nicely.
They do indeed. They have good size and they got good speed, which is a rare combination for a high school team.
Bianco lost a yard. Ball back to the Staunton 46-yard line and a third down and 5. Staunton needs midfield right at the big block white S at the 50. Three receivers to the right again. Bianco from shotgun. Snap away. He's going to throw the slant a little behind his intended target that time. He was looking for Severs, and it's incomplete coverage that time by Nick Walton. And it'll be fourth down and 5. And these are the decisions when you play Carletonville, Carlos. And the decision has been made by head coach Zachary Ferguson. They will punt the football away. If you go for that to start and don't get it, you're asking for trouble with this Carletonville offense.
You are indeed. And give a little credit to Bulldogs. They did move the ball pretty well. Got that first down out of the way and picked up 5 more.
The punt is away by Devin Ray. Goes out of bounds, kicking away from Ambuhl and Dixon. That's always a good sound strategy. The ball will be out of bounds just across the 30 at the 31, and that's where Carlinville will start, first and 10 with 9 minutes and 11 seconds for the opening quarter.
If you don't have a punter that's going to hang the ball so long that the entire team is just waiting for him to catch it, I say the smartest thing to do is what they just did, punt it out of bounds as far as you can.
Of course, Kyle Dixon had the game-changing play on defense last week, about a 99-yard pick six at the end of the first half that turned a 9-point game into a runaway. Easterday from shotgun, he's been spectacular all season long. They will keep it on the ground to start the ball game. That is Colton DeLong, and DeLong shy of the 35 to about the 33. And Carl Chet Easterday told us last week on Sports Saturday that all the running to start the game was not necessarily part of the game plan. It was simply Jared Easterday taking what the defense was giving him, and that's what makes him so dangerous and makes Carlinville so hard to defend.
It does indeed, and he really can't defend everything, obviously.
And they've got weapons all over the field. Three receivers to the left, one receiver to the right, DeLong in the backfield. Jarrett will fake to DeLong, throws a little wide receiver screen. That was blown up, looking for Ambuhl. Good coverage out there on the play by Colin McBride. Staunton was ready for that little wide receiver screen. And we see Carlinville run those bubble screens so effectively, Carl. The problem is if you start to jump them, then they go deep. Plays into all those weapons you were just alluding to. And that'll be interesting to see as the Carlinville gets into the playoffs and the season gets into that postseason type of atmosphere, how they react when defenses start to take that play away. Little pump action. Jarrett looking down the field. Holds it a little longer. Over the middle. It is caught. First down out at midfield. That's one of the Waltons. It's Nick Walton with the first down into Staunton territory at the 49-yard line. Gain of 18 yards. Boy, Jarrett Easterday had all sorts of time there. And we mentioned last week, he has not been sacked all season long. And that time, Carl, he had time for a pump fake, patted the ball a couple of times, and still no one near him.
And you know, with his receiving core, someone's going to be open if you give him that much time.
Three receivers in the left slot. Jarrett going to throw a quick little screen out to Dixon. Here goes Kyle. Turns the corner, and he is out of bounds on the far sideline inside of the Staunton 45. They will mark him out at around the 43 for a gain of six. That offensive line for Carlinville is so crucial. Jordan Bressler at left tackle, 240-pound senior. Blaze Ballou at right guard, a 280-pound senior. Siler McLean at center, a 230-pound senior. Jonathan Stillwell at right tackle, a 275-pound senior. And Alex Dawson, a left guard, a 240-pound senior. Size, speed, and experience. That is a combination. They keep it on the ground this time. DeLong plowing his way straight ahead. He has a Carlinville first down. That was not DeLong. That was Ethan Wallace on the carry. He is at the 37-yard line, a gain of six. Mentioned the outset, Tucker Hughes will be defense only here the rest of the way, but no worry. Carlinville has that position covered with Ethan Wallace and Colton DeLong. So much depth at virtually every position for this potent Carlinville team. They're going to throw a little screen out to Will Walton. Catch is made, got a nice block, makes a man miss. He's inside the 25, and he is down inside the 20. They will mark him at the 15-yard line, and Carlinville has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Gain of 22 yards on that play. The play starts so innocently, Carl. And the next thing you know, chunks of yards. Three receivers in the left slot. Wallace is the tailback. They will give to Ethan straight up the gut, and he has a nice gain down inside the 10. He'll be marked down at around the 6-yard line. Gain of 9 yards on the play. Again, great blocking by that Carlinville offensive front. 7-14 for the opening quarter. Trip receiver stacked in the left slot again. Wallace still the tailback. Will Walton, the lone receiver, split out wide to the right. Jarrett going to throw. Catch is made in traffic by Ambuhl. He's got nowhere to go, and he is slung to the turf. Like Blake Rutherford in on the stop.
It's like a no gain or a little loss. Maybe a yard loss.
They were at the 6, and they lost the yard back to the 7. This will be the 9th play of Carlinville's opening drive. 6:40 for the opening quarter. Three receivers to the left, spread out across the left side of the formation. Wallace still the tailback. They will give to, nope, they faked Ethan. Jarrett keeps it himself, fighting, and he is turned away at around the 5-yard line. Took a pretty good lick there down at the 5, a gain of 2, and it's going to be third down. Nope, he did get enough for the first down, so it'll be first and goal for the Cavvies at the 5. We saw Jarrett really run last week.
Yeah, we did. And, of course, that's when Colton became a running back, too, as he doubled his numbers. Both of them did on the running games.
Jarrett comes under center. Full house backfield. They run right. I think that's Dixon into the end zone for the Carlinville touchdown. It was Kyle Dixon on the 4-yard touchdown as they had three backs in the backfield. And it's Dixon on the touchdown at the 6:05 mark of the opening quarter. A 10-play drive to start for the Carlinville Cavaliers that covered 69 yards.
Yeah, one of the most time-consuming ones you'll ever see out of Carlinville. And 10 plays, that's a lot for them on a drive. I think they average 4 to 6 on touchdown drives.
2 minutes, 55 seconds on the touchdown drive. 10 plays, 69 yards. Converted by Kyle Dixon's touchdown. Now Lonnie Rosentrader on for the point after Easter Day. Will hold. Snap is high. It's down. The kick is up. Oh, nope. Matt Schmidt made it back in time from the soccer regional final to the extra point for Carlinville. He got here before kickoff. So Matt Schmidt puts home the extra point, and with 6:05 to play in the opening quarter, Carlinville leads Staunton 7-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI FM 106. Tim Mize called the bar back here at Staunton High School. A chilly, sort of rainy night here at Staunton, as we saw rain showers consistently throughout the day here in the Staunton area. Did not affect Carlinville on that opening drive, Carl. A nice run, mix of run and pass, as now Schmidt is back after the extra point try. Little squibber bounces all the way down the field, and eventually a Bulldog dives on top of it back around the 25, but that football saw a lot of green turf on its way down the field.
Give me a football that bounces straight. I've never seen that. And then you add the wet field, and that I think that's what the one player slipped and fell before he could get to it. That made it almost a dangerous play.
We've talked about it before with Carlinville, Carl, but that is just yet another element that makes him so tricky to play. They never just give you a straight kickoff. Onside, onside pooch, low liner.
It's all different pretty much every time.
So here come the Bulldogs. Bianco, a little swing pass. Catch is made out there by Kyle Favor, and he is licked and drilled by Kyle Dixon. Hello.
Hello, indeed. Got him up high. I mean, his shoulders just flung him down.
The power tackle maybe isn't something you necessarily associate with Mr. Dixon. It's the speed and the athleticism, but he's the complete package. Gained 1 yard, did the Bulldogs on that, so it'll be 2nd and 9. Well, I don't think actually the board says they gained a yard, but I don't think it was any gain on the play. Ball still spotted at the 25. They will hand to Mullenix. Dancy at the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. Picked up a yard out to the 26. Tucker Hughes in on the stop. And when the running back is stopped in the backfield, kind of dancing, looking for the hole, Carl, you're in trouble against this Carlinville attack. 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs. Clock running, 5 minutes for the opening quarter. Staunton picked up a first down on their opening drive, then had to punt. Carlinville right down the field for a touchdown. Now they face a critical 3rd and 8. Bianco rolling to his right, looking down the field and incomplete as he was looking for Luke Sievers. Well covered on the play that time by Nick Walton. So it'll be 4th down, and Staunton going to go 3 and out, and those are what you can ill afford against this Carlinville team.
Trying to establish the running game. They did get a first down in their opening drive, Tim, but it's kind of been shut down a little better since the first down that the Bulldogs pulled off.
So back on to punt is Devin Ray.
See if he tries to go out of bounds again.
He kicks it over the head of Ambule. It's going to stay inbounds. Take a good Staunton roll. Hits the 35. Ambule picks it up at the 24. Little stiff arm still on his feet. And he is going to be brought down eventually after a very entertaining 1 yard run back.
1 yard run back and 8 Bulldogs a tackle. They all have to share that tackle, it looks like, because that's about how many it took to get him down.
A host of Bulldogs on the stop. But Carlinville has brought their hitting pads here tonight, and Carl, it finally feels like football weather. Remember, we had 2 August weeks this year, so naturally it was going to be a little bit of a warmer season, but we've had a lot of hot weeks of football this year, not so tonight.
Including in October, we was in the 90s, so. This definitely the chill factor.
Went from unseasonably warm to unseasonably cool in 1 week. Oh, they pitch it left with the long big hole. He has a Carthenville first down out across the Cavi 40 down at the 43. A gain of 18 on the play. Well blocked off that left side. Jordan Bressler and Alex Dawson. And when your quarterback doesn't have a sack on his record all year, Carl, you know the offensive line is doing great work, and it'll be interesting to see how dirty Easter Day's uniform is after playing on this wet field here tonight, other than when he just runs the ball himself. But the back of his jersey has not been dirty all year. Only one interception. That came in the first game of the year. They hand it along. This time Staunton stacks it up at the line of scrimmage, actually threw it for a one-yard loss, I do believe. Nope, he got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And if you remember that interception against Hillsboro, the Toppers fumbled it on the run back. So Carlinville didn't actually lose possession on Easter Day's only interception of the year. He does such a miraculous job of taking care of the football, knowing exactly where to go. And you always hear about college quarterbacks, pro quarterbacks, studying the film so much that they know what the defense is going to do before they do it. You get the sense that's what Jarrett's looking at when he's on the field. He's seen it all before on film.
Got a lot of experience.
Straight back in the pocket, throws high and incomplete as DeLong had to leave his feet. The defensive coverage was right there. And DeLong had nowhere to go, even if he would have caught that football. Carmer, we saw him play as a freshman. Remember when Adam Walton got hurt, Easter Day had to play as a freshman. At that time, he was not 6'4".
No. And probably wasn't ready for prime time yet.
Right. But he certainly showed, we commented at the time, I remember, boy, he's got a good arm. He threw those slant patterns beautifully
a
freshman. Now there's not a single throw he can't make on the football field in a spectacular season year. He'll be an all-stater. Easter Day, a little pump action. Oh, he slipped on the drop back. Going to throw over the middle, and it is incomplete. Into double coverage and went looking for Ambuel. Grandidier and Stevers on the coverage, but that time Jarrett's plant foot slipped on the drop back, and you see him kind of kicking some loose turf away there. Third and 10.
So, that'd be fourth. Fourth down now.
Oh, you're correct. Fourth and 10.
Good job by the Staunton Bulldog defense there. Came up big.
Yeah, they ran on first down, then incomplete passes on second and third down. Nobody back to return for Staunton, and Easter Day will punt it away. Good punt this time. That's going to bounce at the 20. Is it going to get into the end zone, or can Dixon get down there? He cannot with a dive. It'll go into the end zone for a touchback. So Staunton will have the football starting at their own 20-yard line. And the last, we haven't seen Jared Easter Day punt too much this year, Carl, but we've seen a couple of them go off the side of his foot. That time it did not, but it took a big bounce that worked in Staunton's favor.
He got more of it than he needed in that case.
3 minutes, 14 seconds for the opening quarter. Carthenville leads 7-0. Staunton got a much-needed stop right there. Now can their offense pick up some first downs? Ideally, obviously, you want to get some points, but they need to have a drive here to keep that Carthenville offense on the sidelines. Bianco from shotgun. He's got a four-receiver set, two on each side. He's going to look over the middle. Grandidier too tall and incomplete. He was working on Jake Ambuel as that time. Tyler Grandidier really had to elevate. He was at the height of his 5'11 frame there, just off his fingertips, second and 10. We've seen Bianco miss high with a couple of passes. And you wonder if that's a product of, what, football? Maybe the footing's not good when you're planting back there. We've seen Jarrett miss high a couple of times as well. And he's completing about 74% of his passes this year.
On the year, you're right.
Cavaliers crowding the line of scrimmage. Bianco from shotgun going to fake to Molinex. Keeps it himself, and he is hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Was that Tucker Hughes in there? It was. He doesn't look like your prototypical defensive end, Carl Tucker Hughes. 5'8", 160 is what they list him at. But, man, is he quick and strong.
Well, he's got that low center of gravity for one thing, so he's definitely can get in through the line quickly.
A 3-yard loss. It's third and 13, 2:40 for the first quarter of play. Bianco checks his play sheet off his left forearm. They will motion a man across the formation. That's Favor. Bianco going to roll back, pressure, going to step a little screen pass. The catch is made by Molinix, and he will not even get back to the original line of scrimmage. Carlinville with the good pursuit. And they brought down Molinix quickly. And as the tackle, I think it was Ramey Lewis that time. Nope, Chase Michaels on the stop. And, again, Staunton will go three and out. Back-to-back three and outs for the Bulldogs. And now they are backed up inside their own 20. So Carlinville should get good starting field position here. Ray will stand at his own 10. Kicking away from Dixon. It's going to bounce just across midfield, and the Bulldogs will touch it down. Did they get it outside the 45? I think they did, yeah. Cronville will start at their own 46-yard line at the 1:51 mark of the first quarter. 7-0, Cavaliers leading. Looking for a win here tonight with a chance to go undefeated in the regular year at home next week against Greenville. A game we'll have live for you here on FM 106. Remember, they were 8-0 going to Greenville last year for Week 9 and lost. Cronville's been so businesslike all year, though, just taking care of the opponent in front of them on that given Friday night. Little swing out to Dixon, and Kyle turns the corner, has a Cronville first down into Staunton territory down at the Bulldog 43-yard line. Gain of around 14 yards. And we'll call it 11 yards. So dangerous as soon as he gets the ball into his hands. That's like an extended handoff with the accuracy of Easterday. Always hitting his receiver in stride. Same play. Dixon makes a man miss, spins, and he is out of bounds right around the Staunton 40. The question is on the far sideline, did he step out before we got to the 40? I think he did, out at the 41 for a gain of 3. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. Cronville took the opening possession, 10 plays, 69 yards for a touchdown. A 4-yard run from Kyle Dixon. Here's Ethan Wallace, a big hole right up the middle. Ethan plows his way down close to the Bulldog 35. He's down at the 36 for a gain of 5. And it's going to be third and short there for Carthenville. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. A chilly Friday night here in Staunton. Feels like football weather, though. Does not appear to be raining at this point in time. It was just a very, you couldn't even call it a drizzle, Carl. It was more of a spit.
Enough to get things wet. It's good time.
Enough to be a nuisance. Three receivers stacked in the left slot. They will go Wallace again. Hurdles a man at the line. Now drags a host of Bulldog defenders down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line for a Carthenville first down. Gain of 9 on the play. 56 seconds for the opening quarter. They stopped the clock because they moved the chains. Now the clock will roll. Easterday from shotgun. Wallace still the tailback. Little pump action. Jarrett has time, steps up in the pocket, end zone, has a man wide open, and overshot Kyle Dixon. As Dixon winds up running out of the back of the end zone onto the nice track here at Staunton High School. No wind here tonight. Jared just had too much air under that football. I think the Staunton defender might have slipped on the play.
Yeah, he was wide open, but he really overlaid him. Even if he could have caught it, I think it ended up, he was beyond the goal line, in the back line.
45 seconds for the first quarter. Three receivers come to the right slot for Carthenville. Wallace still the tailback. Will Walton, the lone receiver, left. They're going to pitch to Wallace, running right, pulling guard, and Wallace cuts it back inside. And a nice job by Staunton to stay home on the play, and they shut it down after a 2-yard gain to the 25. We saw one of those big Carthenville offensive linemen get out in front of that play, though, Carl. He was, when a lineman gets out there, he's like, I've come this far, I'm going to hit somebody.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually a littler guy, too.
Clock running inside of 20 seconds for the quarter. Third and 7 for the Cavies from the Staunton 25. Easterday rolling left, throwing across his body. Oh, the catch is made by Dixon for a Carthenville first down at the 16-yard line. Cavaliers back into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville online at SeaversEquipment.com. And, Carl, that is such a tough throw for a quarterback.
It is on the run, too, and throwing against your grain. And he's accurate, usually.
And that will be the final play of the first quarter. A very fast, good first quarter of football here in week number 8. After 12 minutes, it is the Carthenville Cavaliers 7, the Staunton Bulldogs nothing. You're listening to South Central Conference football on WSMI FM 106. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Staunton High School. Welcome to everyone listening online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. We'll have Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 on FM 106. Of course, we'll talk to Chad Easterday right out of the gate, get his thoughts here on week number 8. Road to Champaign a week from tomorrow, 8 o'clock on FM 106. First and 10 for Carlinville to start. They give it to Ethan Wallace straight up the gut, and Wallace down to around the 10-yard line for a gain of 6. Of course, we'll be talking about the state golf tournament tomorrow as well, Carl, and I do believe that it was rained out to an extent today, as last time I checked, it was in a weather delay. Hillsboro was only one stroke off first place.
Fantastic.
With the two Alexes only through their front nine holes. Straight up the gut with Wallace, and he is inside the five, down to about the two. Called a gain of 8.
A lot of first downs to this Cavalier offense today, Tim. Usually they have those big, big plays, and Staunton defense has kind of held them a little in check, just forced them not to be able to score quickly.
Easterday comes under center. That full house backfield again. This time they slip it to DeLong inside. Colton powers his way. Is he into the end zone? Yes, sir. A 2-yard touchdown for Colton DeLong at the 11-14 mark of the second quarter. They had that same formation on their first touchdown. They gave it to Dixon. That time a little fake to Kyle Dixon. They handed it off to the inside man DeLong, and he just powered his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Now the Cavaliers do what they do so often. They shift all but four players over to the left looking for a certain something out of the defense. When they don't see it, everyone shifts back in for the standard extra point try. If they get what they're looking for, they go for two. It'll be Matt Schmidt on for the extra point. He's missed just one kick all year. Snap back, hold down. Matt's kick is up, and it is good. 11 minutes, 14 seconds for the first half of play. It is the Carthenville Cavaliers leading the Staunton Bulldogs 14-0. We're back with the Carthenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 10 plays, 54 yards in 2 minutes and 37 seconds for the Carthenville Cavaliers, capped off by Colton DeLong's 2-yard touchdown run, 14-0, and a lot of Carthenville running here in the early stages.
Very balanced offense, 70 yards running, 70 yards passing.
A little onside squibber. I think Schmidt slipped on the kickoff. It's recovered by Staunton out across the 35 at the 36, and I was looking at the football, and then I looked back to see Schmidt, and he was on his backside. So we've seen both quarterbacks have some issues with their footing on their dropbacks, and there Matt Schmidt had his foot come out from underneath on the kickoff. The Bulldog offense really needs to get something going on this drive. Three and out the last two times they've had the football.
Yeah, opening drive, they got the first down. Oh,
now left. The motion man slips, that's Grantedier. He takes the handoff, running left, looking for the corner, got it. And he will get out across the 40, shy of the Staunton 45. They'll give him the 45 in a gain of 9. And, Carl, you consider when he slipped right on the motion, that's a really impressive run because the timing was all off.
Well, that's probably now incorporated in their play.
Just slip like they drew it up?
Yes, slip and fall, and then you'll get the handoff. Didn't seem to throw the timing off, which was amazing.
Yeah. Second and 3 for Staunton. Good play on first down. 4 receivers set, 2 each side of the formation. Bianco from shotgun will hand. Nope, fakes to Molinex. Going to run right, and he is brought down. Oh, a nice play in the backfield. Logan Rosentrader able to sling him to the turf. That was a nice play by the bigger Rosentrader against the athletic Bianco to get him on the ground. No gain on the play. Well, it looked like Bianco had a seam there. Well, and he did have a seam until Rosentrader showed up. 3rd and 3. This is huge for the Bulldogs with 10 minutes to play in the first half, down 2 touchdowns. 4 receiver set. Molinix in the backfield. Bianco from shotgun looking to the sideline for the play. And again, you see the big cardboard signs on the Staunton sideline. All sorts of symbols and letters on there to tell Staunton what the play is. It's Molinix running right, and he should have the first down. A host of defenders and offensive players just surrounding the carrier that time, but Molinix drags them all for a Staunton first down at the Bulldog 49-yard line, gained 5. And Staunton needed that.
Did indeed. Molinix, 19 yards, so he's put some positive yards against this Cavalier defense. They haven't been easy, any of them.
He's earned every one of them. 1st and 10, Staunton at their own 49-yard line. Carlinville crowding the line of scrimmage. All 11 defenders within 7 yards of the line. Now they drop back at the snap. Bianco rolling left, going to throw out in the flat, and we got a flag that comes out as he was looking that time for Kyle Favor. The flag in the backfield. It's a hold on Staunton.
That'll be our first penalty of the game.
And that flag is thrown at the Staunton 44-yard line. So they're going to step it off from there. So that's going to wind up being a very costly penalty. Going to put it back to around the 34-yard line. So essentially a 15-yard penalty there as the hold is taken from the spot of the foul.
Not the position you want to be in, even though you get the down over. You hate to have first down and, well, 25?
Yeah, I would say so. They need to get to the Carthenville 41 for a first down. So not quite. But it's a long way to go. They'll do good just to get back to the original line of scrimmage here. It is first and 25, 9:21 for the first half. Four receivers for Staunton. Bianco will hand to Mullenix. Drew Mullenix plows straight ahead. Crosses the 35 out to about the 37 for a gain of three. It'll be second down and around 22. Staunton can get playoff eligible with a win here tonight. And they're at Roxana next week. So a very good chance for Staunton to make the postseason. Bianco throws. Oh, miscommunication as Grant Adair was turning around. The ball literally hit him right in the side of the helmet. Incomplete. Looked like he got tangled up with one of his own teammates that time out there. Cody Castaldi, and as Grant Adair whipped around, the ball hit him right in the head.
Yeah, the timing actually was right for the quarterback, but I think when they got mixed up, that just slowed. He didn't get turned around in time. Basically, otherwise, he would have been right there, passed right in his face. But did not get turned. He did not see it coming.
Staunton has not made the playoffs since that state runner-up finish back in 2013. They would love to get back in the dance. Third and 20. Bianco, deep drop, rolling, being flushed and pressured. He just has to throw it away out of bounds, and it'll be fourth down for Staunton. Good pressure again from that Carthenville defensive front. They had Bianco on the run.
And that's something the Carthenville defense does on a consistent basis, is makes it difficult for the other team's quarterback to have that time to throw.
Yeah, where for Carthenville's quarterback, Jared Easterday, he has basically all day
sometimes
to survey
the
field. The Carthenville defense has not afforded their opposing quarterback that luxury. Nice punt. Dixon lets it go, takes a good Staunton bounce. It's going to roll inside the 20. It'd be touchdown at the 19, so a nice kick that time from Devin Ray, as he's had several good kicks here tonight. Has not allowed a return from Dixon or Ambule, and he's getting good bounces.
Yep, he's done a good job. He's not had any returns of any amount. 1 yard, I guess, was about it. So got to love how their punting game has forced Carthenville at least to have a deep field.
Well, and the spin he's put in that ball is giving him good bounces and letting it roll in Staunton's favor. Jared Easterday will start from his own 19-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. The tailback is DeLong, almost a miscommunication on the handoff. And DeLong plows ahead. It's almost like Jarrett wanted to pull it out of his stomach, and DeLong said, "Nah, I will take this," and run straight ahead. Got out across the 20 to the 22. It'll be second and seven. The Cavaliers just do not turn the football over. They are so sound with the possession. Shotgun snap to Easterday. Has time, throwing, looking for Walton. Oh, it is caught. Flags come out. That's going to be pass interference. It doesn't matter. Nick Walton caught it, which Tyler Grandidier blanketed him all over him, and Tyler Dittmeyer was also there. Man, that was a great catch.
That's an outstanding catch. As you say, he's being interfered with. That's why the flag is there, I'm pretty sure.
Gain of 28. Perfectly thrown football from Easterday into double coverage. Walton, what concentration to haul it in. They will decline the penalty. They will take the spectacular play, and it'll be first and 10 Carthenville at midfield.
And Easterday up to 98 yards in the passing game. Won't be long before he's over the 100 mark again.
Usually doesn't take him long, does
no.
it? 7:45 for the first half. Cavs lead by 14. Looking for more now. A timeout taken by head coach Chad Easterday and Carlinville. 7:43 for the first half. Carlinville on the move again. They lead 14-0. They have it first and 10 at midfield when we come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Staunton High School. Alongside Carl DeBar, Tim Mize with you on WSMI FM 106. Hard to believe it's already week 8.
The temperature does feel right for
it. It does. Carlinville 7-0. We know they're going to the postseason. Staunton's 4-3. They can get playoff eligible with a win tonight or next week at Roxana. Easterday from shotgun. Throws right, catches made. First down yardage on the far side of the field. Had to reach up a little bit, did Will Walton, but he pulled it in at 6'3". Another nice throw and catch for the Carlinville offense down to the 35, a gain of 15. Just a host of weapons for this Carlinville attack, led by the great Jared Easterday. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. That's Kyle Dixon. He's singled up. They're going to run, though, with DeLong. Colton DeLong, a big hole. He's close to another Cavalier first down, down at the 25-yard line. Went right that time, blocked very nicely over there by Blaze Ballou and Jonathan Stillwell. 7 minutes, 8 seconds for the first half of play. Carlinville leading 14-0. Touchdown runs from Kyle Dixon and Colton DeLong. Now Easterday and crew looking for more. Four receiver set. Wallace is the tailback. They will fake to Ethan. Jarrett going to take it himself, and he will give a little bit of an awkward slide down around the 20 after a gain of 5. And Carlinville has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone for the third time tonight. Mow like a pro with Exmark, Hustler, and Ferris. Score big at Seavers online at SeaversEquipment.com. Easterday, oh, hands to Wallace, a draw play right up the gut, a massive hole, and Wallace is down inside the 10 at the 8. It's going to be first and goal for the Cavaliers after a gain of 12. That was just a Mack truck-sized hole right up the middle of that field. 6.5 minutes for the half. Easterday will give to Wallace again, and he will walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Great blocking up front. Siler McLean, Blaze Ballou, Jonathan Stillwell, Jordan Bressler, and Alex Dawson opened up massive holes the last two plays of that drive. Wallace in for the 9-yard touchdown.
And how about the fact the running game has actually got more yards than the passing game?
That has not been the case this year, more weeks than not. Just so dangerous. Schmidt on for the try. Easterday to hold. Snap was a little high. Jared gets it down. Matt's kick is perfect. And with 6:24 to play in the first half, Ethan Wallace, a 9-yard touchdown run. Schmidt's kick is good. Carlinville leads Staunton 21-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI FM 106. Seven plays, 81 yards in 2 minutes and 8 seconds. The third rushing touchdown of the night by the third different Cavalier. Dixon the first time. DeLong the second time. Wallace just into the end zone on the most recent score. Schmidt, little low squib kick, going to be picked up. Now Muff, now fallen on top of by Staunton. That's going to be a flag on Carlinville as the Staunton return man that time was Jordan Rittenauer, and he was down on his knees, and Carlinville licked him. So that'll be a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on the Cavaliers.
Don't think it was the first guy. He basically gave him a quick shove as the second guy that dove in on him, and he's already down. So that's definitely a no-no. When I said balanced offense, 117 yards rushing, 113 yards passing for the Cavaliers. So they're definitely expanding their running game, which they didn't have as good in the early part of the year, but the last couple of weeks has been outstanding.
Boy, that's going to serve them well in weeks to come, is it not, once we get into the November portion of the season. Can Staunton take advantage of the good field position? Mullenix tries to run right, nothing doing. Maybe a yard to midfield. That is it. Logan Rosentrader out there on the stop. He was the first one in on the scene. Ramey Lewis also involved on the stop. We'll call it a gain of 2, 2nd and 8. Ball right to midfield. Staunton picked up a first down in their opening drive since that time.
A couple of three and outs.
They did get a first down on their last drive before a big penalty set them back. They went up 1st and 25 and had to punt on the ground. No gain. Might have lost the yard. Mullenix again as he ran right into the teeth of that Carthenville defense. Jonathan Stillwell was there. Also Blaze Ballou. The offensive and defensive lines can get forgotten about easily, Carl, in the game of football, but, man, they are so critical to the dominance that Carthenville has laid on people this year. They make the whole thing go.
All year long they've done it.
Third and nine. Bianco straight back. He is flushed. Going to step up, run straight ahead, and he will cross midfield, but not much after that. Brought down at the Carthenville 49-yard line. Stop made there by Chase Michaels. Got to the Cavvy 48, gain of three. It'll be fourth down inside of 5 minutes of the first half, and Staunton will have to punt.
And you know, that's gaining 3 yards, which is good for the Bulldogs, but basically that's not the play they wanted at all. He had to do that just because of that great rush of the Carthenville defense.
Yeah, they were looking down the field, but didn't have time. Ray, a booming punt, angled away from Dixon, but Kyle hauls it in at the 9 yard line. He will stiff arm a man, still on his feet. Lowers his shoulder, runs over a man, winds up out across the 20 at the 21-yard line. Carl, he fielded that football on the sideline, inside the 10, nowhere to go, and still winds up gaining 11 yards on the return.
Kind of punished the guys that tackled him, didn't he? I think he had an extra helping of Wheaties today or something.
He came angry, didn't he?
He's angry about something. Remember that tackle he had? Wow.
That's right, yeah. Big kid on defense, a couple of stiff arms on special teams. Playing with the purpose. First and 10 for Carthenville at their own 22-yard line. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Three receivers to the left side of the formation. Easterday from shotgun. He will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong runs straight ahead. Not much there as he is met by Blake Rutherford. And Rutherford gets him to the turf after a gain of 2 to the 24. Rutherford that time met DeLong in the hole and stood him up. We approach the 4 minute mark of the first half. It's been a fast moving first half here tonight in Staunton. Chilly night. We were at 43 degrees at kickoff. See a lot of hooded sweatshirts and ponchos and umbrellas out here at the stadium tonight. Easterday keeps it himself, runs right, and he takes a pretty big shot out across the 30 at the 31, a gain of 7. Well, you know those defenders lick their chops when they see Jarrett running the ball.
They've gotten a few good shots at him.
Third and one for Carthenville. 3.5 minutes for the first half. 21-0. Carthenville leads, looking for more. Remember, they get the football to start the third quarter. Handoff to Ethan Wallace. Powers his way through, has a first down, dives to the Carthenville 40. Gain of 9. And that's what Carthenville is so good at, Carl, scoring at the end of the first half, getting the football to start the second half, and scoring again.
And they can do it quickly, or in this case, with a little running game going along with it.
Three receivers to the right for the Cavaliers. Dixon, the lone receiver, on the left. Staunton crowding the line of scrimmage. Easterday, straight back. He's looking for Dixon. A little bit underthrown, and flag comes out. Yep, pass interference on Staunton that time. What a heads-up play by Kyle Dixon, Carl. He knew that pass was going to be short, and he almost worked his way right back into Kyle McCullough.
He just knew when the ball was coming down, turned around, tries to go to it. Of course, the defender just runs over him. Really, he had fair coverage. The problem is the ball's so underthrown, there's nothing he can do but run over him.
That's just a smart play by Kyle Dixon. That's a tough call if you're Staunton. I mean, it's pass interference.
Right.
No doubt about it. But, boy, when you're the defender, that's a tough one.
That's got to be the worst job in football is being a cornerback anymore in all types.
You don't have
high
many
school,
options.
College, pro. It's like you do something. It's always a mistake. Your fault.
So the 15-yard pass interference penalty will move the football to the Staunton 45-yard line. Yeah, there's no margin for error when you're in that secondary. Easterday from shotgun, Wallace the tailback, four receiver set for the Cavaliers, 3:03 for the first half, a 21-0 Carthenville lead. Easterday going to throw that little screen out to Dixon. Oh, Kyle hurdles a man, lands right on his tailbone inside of the Staunton 40 at the 37. Gain of 8. You know, Carl, against the Carlinville defense, a play goes, you think, oh, that was probably 5 or 6 yards. It's 2. The Carlinville offense, you think, oh, that play was probably 2 or 3. It's 8.
Yes. That's the difference. You're right. The line's like it's already moved 4 yards before you snap the ball.
Dixon motions left to right, goes behind Easterday, and Jarrett will fake to Wallace. He's going to throw the quick little slant to Ambule, and Jake Ambule turns it upfield, has a Carlinville first down at the Staunton 26-yard line. Well, that's a tricky little play there, Carl. You're worried about Dixon in motion. All of a sudden, Easterday's rolling and finding Ambule on the slant.
And coming toward him, right.
Oh, a flag, though, and it's on Carlinville. I think it was a hold. Did not see the preliminary signal. We'll get the official signal here from our referee. Illegal block?
Not sure. Oh, well, 15 yards, so more of just a...
The football is going to go back across midfield and might be spotted at the Carlinville 47.
A clip.
That wasn't,
from behind?
Did not get the clip signal. No. Give an illegal block in the back signal, but perhaps it's just where the block occurred. Probably occurred in the backfield. And it's from the spot of the foul, as we know. And that's what it was. Easterday pressured. Not going to get sacked, though. Gets it away. Nearly intercepted over on the far sideline. Falls incomplete, looking for Nick Walton. And Carl, that play right there is why he hasn't been sacked all year. Yeah, he has great line protection. But on the off chance someone gets through,
right,
he just knows how to step away and get rid of the football quickly.
And that was a good defensive play by Staunton. The blitzer came through for him, straight through, you know. And he, like you say, that's one reason he hasn't been sacked. He's seen the blitzer coming. No one was going to block him. He threw it away.
Carlinville going to take a timeout. They are facing 3rd and 18 from their own 47-yard line with 2:38 to play in the first half. Carlinville leads Staunton 21-0. You're listening to High School Football on WQSMI-FM 106. Following the Carlinville timeout, Cavaliers 3rd and 18 from their own 47. They need the Staunton 35 for a first down. Easterday will motion Dixon left to right. Oh, he's going to pitch to Dixon. Kyle's going to throw. Has a man behind the defense. Walton is caught. It's a first down as Walton is inside the 20. Dragging defender still on his feet. Down inside the 15 to the 14 in Carlinville. Back in the Seavers Equipment red zone, maybe we have a flag on the play in the backfield. Yet the play stands. Carlinville in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment. Online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Regardless, what a great play.
Oh, man. Out of the timeout. And it's on Carlinville. It's coming back.
Well, the drive that could have been, boy, the penalties were definitely going to be the drive stopper, at least so far.
We saw the halfback pass with a two-point conversion last week, and there it is on 3rd and long. And that's one thing we know about Dixon, Carl. He can throw the ball. Ineligible man downfield. That's a loss of down. So it'll be 4th down, and Carlinville will have to punt. So a couple of costly penalties will stall the drive out for the Cavaliers. Still fun to watch, though.
Well, we'll get to see that rarity of the Carlinville team. That's a punt, I do believe.
2 punts in the first half. It's a good job by the Staunton defense. Their offense just has not been able to consistently move the football. 4th and 30, Easterday to punt. Jarrett gets a good foot into this one. Fair catch called for and made inside the 25, back at the 22. That was a great punt from Jarrett Easterday. That sounded good coming off his foot.
That was a booming punt. Wow. Well, Staunton, like I say, has done a great job in a lot of respects. Even though the Cavaliers got the 21 points, they have held them to 2 punts and just haven't been able to move the ball themselves, and they got to find a way to do that.
And Carlinville hasn't gotten the big play on them.
No. They've stopped it. That last play would have been a pretty big play, but not a breakaway touchdown.
Can the Bulldogs get something going before the half here? 2 minutes and 15 seconds to work with. Bianco will motion a man. That is Cody Castaldi. Griffin will fake the handoff, keeps it himself, plows straight ahead, short gain out across the 25 to about the 26. The clock will run after a 4-yard gain.
I think ideally Staunton liked to break out with a couple first downs real quick here and then maybe air it out.
Yeah, they're going to have to try to push the ball down the field here inside of 2 minutes of the first half. They're at their own 27-yard line. Three receivers to the right side of the formation. Bianco from shotgun, Mullenix off his right shoulder. Snap away to Griffin, has time, sets, throws. The out pattern is incomplete. He short hopped his intended man, Tyler Grandidier. Ambule on the coverage. Clock will stop on the incompletion with a minute 37 to play in the first half. That was a good play there, just a little bit underthrown. And maybe Grandidier could have come back to the football a little bit more, but he might have lost his footing on his cut.
I think he kind of did because he was pretty much down on the ground before the ball got there.
Third and seven. Boy, this becomes critical now. We know that's a minute 37 is more than enough time for the Carlinville offense if Staunton can't pick up this first down. Bianco going to set up the screen to Grandidier, and he dropped it. It bounced around off his hands. It was almost intercepted. So the clock will stop with a minute 33, and Staunton goes three and out. That's the worst-case scenario for the Bulldogs. They're going to have to punt it back to Carlinville with plenty of time.
Yeah, it was kind of a catch-22. Of course, you got to find a way to score, but if you throw incomplete passes, you stop the clock yourself. Cavaliers only had one timeout left.
Dixon waits back inside his own 45. Devin Ray has gotten away some boomers. Oh, the snap bounces back to him, and as a result, that's off the side of his foot. It's going to go out of bounds inside the Staunton 40 at the 39-yard line. When that snap bounced back to him, Carl, you could see that coming.
He did the best thing he could, and that's just field it as quickly as he could and get a kick off because you don't want to just hold on and try and make a booming kick and get blocked.
So the Carlinville defense comes up with a big three and out, and now their offense has a very short field at the Staunton 39-yard line. Obviously plenty of time with a minute 28 for the first half, leading 21 to nothing. They can strike in a hurry. They'll be looking to do just that right now. Four receiver set, no backs in the backfield. They will motion Dixon left to right. Winds up a three receiver set on the right side. Easterday has pressure. Hit as he throws down the far sideline and incomplete, looking for Dixon. Easterday took a hit as he was releasing that football. That doesn't happen very often. Staunton doing a good job up front getting pressure.
Forced him to throw a couple away at least and a couple just errant. That's a key too.
I don't know how the numbers in front of me. You do, Carl, but his completion percentage seems to be below his season average.
Well, he's incomplete on 6 out of 16. Yeah. Only 10 out of 16 for now.
Second and 10 from the Staunton 39. A little bit of a hard count there from Easterday. Staunton stays onside. Pressure again. Moves Easterday off his spot, and he is sacked for the first time this year as the Bulldogs finally got to him. Back at midfield. He avoided several in the first half. Could not get away from that one. As the Staunton defense, with the good pressure, sacks Jared Easterday for the first time this year. And that is remarkable as we're here in week 8 with the number of dropbacks that Jared's had this year.
Yeah, McBride, who also was that blitzer, was in on that play, Tim, and he's the one that forced him to throw quickly the other time.
45 seconds for the half, clock running. They fake to Wallace. They throw the little slant to Ambule. It is incomplete. And the clock will stop with 40 seconds, and the Staunton defense comes up with a huge three and out here late in the first half. It is senior night for the Bulldogs, Carl, and they are playing inspired football.
Well, the score should hold, you would think, with 40 seconds, and Staunton just take care of the ball here. I don't think they can really expect to try and make too much happen here.
Staunton has made Carlinville drive down the field for their touchdowns. They turned them away here late in the first half. Easterday will punt it again. Third punt of the half. Nice kick, almost hit Dixon on the fly. Kyle got away from it. Takes a roll inside of the 20 down to about the 15-yard line. Carl, we've done all but two of the Carlinville games this year. I don't think we've seen them punt it three times in a half.
Well, I don't think there's any half they only had 21 points in, Tim. That's almost guarantee. That is a guarantee.
Yeah, Staunton really playing well here tonight, holding this powerful Carlinville team in check. But that's how good Carlinville is. They're being held in check, and they're up 21-0.
True. But you do have to like what Staunton's achieved on the defensive side especially.
No doubt. Now, do they have something special here at the end of the half? They just run straight ahead with Mullenix. That didn't work. A flag comes out. At the end of the play, it's a hold on Staunton. It wasn't an effective hold because Mullenix had nowhere to go.
Kind of strange. We made it through the whole quarter with no flags. And all of a sudden we got flags on both sides.
It really was a fast-moving half here tonight. Crisp first quarter, second quarter maybe not quite as quickly played, but still good pace here in the first half at Staunton. Bianco will come under center now, first and 20 from inside their own 10-yard line, ball spotted at the 7. So Staunton does not want a mistake here. Clock running with 18, and they will just take a knee and get to the locker room. All things considered, Staunton played Cromerville very well in that first half. Cromerville was just so powerful and so talented across all three phases that when they're held in check, Carl, they lead 21 to nothing.
That's the way it is, but like I say, you got to be impressed.
Absolutely.
Bulldogs, they got the first sack and only sack of the year so far.
And when you think about Staunton trying to get playoff eligible with a win tonight, if it doesn't happen tonight, they're at Roxanna, which that's a very winnable game for the Staunton Bulldogs. And if they get in at 5-4, from what we've seen here tonight, they could be a handful.
I think so. We're looking at probably a 2A school, so that helps out them too. They'll be playing a little smaller schools than they have in the past.
At the half here on senior night for the Staunton Bulldogs, the Carthenville Cavaliers lead Staunton 21-0. We'll come back with third quarter action following these messages on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Along with Carl LeBar, Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. Carthenville leading 21-0 as we start the third quarter. And Carl, as we were talking during the halftime, Staunton played Carthenville as tough in that first half, really, as we've seen anybody all year.
They did indeed, and did something we hadn't seen all year, and that's sack the quarterback. And they forced two or three other passes. In fact, Jared Easterday, 10 out of 17 for 121 yards. That's probably really putting a damper on his numbers for the year.
And they forced Cromville to punt three times in the first half, which is something we haven't really seen. No turnovers in the first half on either side. Staunton punted the ball six times and then had that possession at the end of the half as they will kick it away to start the third quarter, a low-line drive. It was going to go out of bounds, but Dixon touched it,
oh,
and he's going to be out of bounds right around the 10. Ill-advised that time from Kyle Dixon as he realizes the error of his ways there and just kind of picks the ball up and slams it against his hands in frustration.
Well, and truthfully, this is probably the best scenario for the Bulldogs. Their defense has been the closest thing to an offense they've had in a way. You know, just they haven't got that turnover. If you can pick one up here, your offense might be able to fire it up and get it in the end zone for you.
You know, coaches don't necessarily believe in moral victories, but sometimes, Carl, you can learn more from a loss than you can in a win. And no matter what happens here in the second half, Staunton's going to be able to take good positive things out of this ballgame. They've done a lot of things well through the first two quarters. Can they maintain it? The Carthenville Cavaliers will start with Dixon going right. Big gain on a short little pass and a gain of almost 20 yards out near the 30-yard line. Be a gain of 17 out of the 27. That's the thing about Carthenville. They always play a full four quarters. Same play, quick little swing pass out to Dixon, and Kyle Dixon close to another Carthenville first down. They could just pick you apart. They will mark Dixon shy of the 35. Actually, shy of the 30 at the 27. Another quick hitter, same play, and the same result. Dixon has a nice gain out across the 45-yard line. They will spot it at the 46. Let's see, that was a gain of about 15 yards. Same play again. First four plays of the half, all the same play to Dixon, and he will cross midfield into Staunton territory at around the 48.
Well, we always talk about it as a kind of a extended running play that Carthenville runs, and it's also their bread and butter.
Oh, man.
And they're showing that maybe we haven't played our best that first half, and they're just going to their main play.
And then when they get you jumping that route, that's when they go over the top. Same play again, a little different iteration this time as they, instead of going to Dixon outside, they went quick little slant pattern. Not much yardage gain, though. It was Ambule on the catch. Gained a couple of yards to the 46. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Wallace is the tailback. Easterday will hand to Ethan Wallace, and he has the first down. Jared's so good at faking on those handoffs, he actually got tackled on the play, but he didn't have the ball. Wallace picks up a first down at the Staunton 42-yard line, a gain of four.
Wallace had a big first half. He picked up 85 yards, so he's at 89. Good running attack by Carlinville, and, you know, they did put up 21 points. We're just pointing out that they've had 40 almost every first half on every team.
Carl, they're playing quick. They've ran six plays in the first 40 seconds of the half. Four receivers stacked on the right side. They will motion Wallace now from the right into the backfield. Easterday will hand to Ethan Wallace, runs straight ahead and runs right into the teeth of the Staunton defense. No gain on the play, and he's driven backwards. Nice stick that time there by the Bulldogs. Drew DeWeese. That was good run defense. Lost a yard. Back to the 43. Second and 11 for Carlinville. Easterday from shotgun, four receiver set. They will motion Will Walton left to right across the formation. Shotgun snap away to Jarrett. He will throw. Catches made by Ambule. He's got the first down and more. Goodbye. Touchdown. No flags on the play. Easterday to Ambule for a 43-yard touchdown.
Well, that would be really, truthfully, the only big play so far in this game. We've seen a few of 20 yards or so, but that's the first over 30-plus.
Eight-play, 90-yard drive. Comes at the 10-19 mark of the third quarter. Schmidt now on for the extra point try. Snap back, hold down. Matt's kick is up, low, and good. A 43-yard touchdown caps a 90-yard drive for the Carlinville Cavaliers as the Cavies lead the Staunton Bulldogs 28-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. We'll have Sports Saturday for you at 9:03 here on WSMI. And Fighting Illini football tomorrow afternoon, hosting Penn State live at 1:30 on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. And Carl, that was an impressive drive from Carlinville out of the locker room.
It was indeed, as they started off with, like I say, their bread and butter play.
Here's a little onside kick, and Will Walton with the recovery. Oh, Matt Schmidt got the late high bounce, and it went right over the shoulder of the Bulldogs, Carl, and Will Walton almost used a little swim move and got right there to the football.
That's the ideal thing, that football takes a strange hop, and it did there. And left a perfect zone for Will, like you say, to just kind of swim around a player and dive and catch the ball. A Bulldog didn't even touch the ball.
The soccer player in Matt Schmidt got that onside kick to work nicely. Cavies will start at the Staunton 43. Easterday from shotgun throws a slant, catches made by Dixon. It was good coverage over there by Tony Dittmeyer, but just a better throw and catch and good strong hands that time. Actually, I think it was Ambule on the
Ambule
catch.
Ambule with a catch. And the defender was definitely fighting for the ball, though. He was right there. Just misses a first down.
Gained 9 yards at second and a couple of inches for Carlinville. Easterday will motion Will Walton from left to right. He will hand it now to Wallace, hit in the backfield, but falls forward and gained the couple of inches he needed for the Cavy first down, down to the 31. And Wallace gets up hobbling. Remember, he'd been dealing with a high ankle sprain, Carl, and he is down, hands and knees, face buried into the turf. As we didn't see any ill effects from that high ankle sprain tonight, he was limited last week after missing a couple of games, but this does not look good right now for Ethan Wallace, as he's going to be able to get off the field under his own power, but he is hobbled, and for a team like Carlinville, obviously, who has designs in a deep postseason run, Carl, when you start getting injuries like that at this point in the year, that could really affect his playoff status, potentially.
Yeah, you don't want to see a key player by no means get an injury, and he might have just reoccurred the old one he had.
Those high ankle sprains, they are nasty. Tucker Hughes back last week after dealing with a hamstring injury. We've only seen Tucker on defense, and that's probably going to be the status for the rest of the year for Tucker Hughes. Didn't see him on offense last week. Haven't seen him on offense tonight, but they've got enough weapons covered in the backfield. And Tucker's such a weapon defensively. He's not kicking tonight either. Easterday looking in zone. Caught. Ambule. Touchdown. Carlinville, 30 yards.
That time the coverage was blown because he was open for a good 10-plus yards.
9:46 to play in the third quarter, and now Carlinville doing what they've done to so many, Carlos, throughout the year, putting it on in a hurry. That's a three-play touchdown drive and 43 yards after the onside kick recovery. Schmidt will come on for the try. 34-0 Carlinville. Can change just that quickly against these powerful Cavvies. Schmidt's kick is up, and that looked a little awkward, but he snuck it inside the right upright. 9:46 to play, third quarter. Carlinville 35, Staunton nothing. Back with the Cavalier kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Three plays, 43 yards in just 57 seconds. Another onside kick, and the Carlinville Cavaliers got it again. It's Walton again. That time Staunton had a shot at it with Joe Fisher, and he dove for the ball club. I think he dove right over the top of it.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that was one aspect the Carlinville Cavaliers in a lot of games we've seen. They weren't getting those onside the year before. It seemed like they'd get one or two a game. Well, this game they've gotten back-to-back ones and really put Staunton in a hopeless situation. I haven't even got their offense on the field.
No, Staunton doesn't even have an offensive possession yet in the half. Cavaliers start this time from their own 40. Check that, from the Staunton 46-yard line. Easterday, straight back, pressured, and he is going to be sacked.
A second sack by the Staunton Bulldog defense.
Dave DeWeese got him. Two sacks tonight, two sacks on the year, as it's back on the Staunton side of the field, or the Carlinville side of the field, excuse me, at the 45-yard line. You know, I mentioned to Chad yesterday, last week on Sports Saturday, that Jared hadn't been sacked yet, and he said, I hope he didn't jinx us.
Yeah, Tim,
oops.
It's all on you.
Oops. My bad.
Two
of them. Double shame. Jarrett will fake the handoff, going to swing it out to Dixon. Can he make a man miss?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And he spins away from another, and he's back close to the original line of scrimmage. Well, that's got to be a helpless feeling, Carl, when you're out there singled up with Dixon, and he's got that much space to operate. Oh,
absolutely.
Boy.
Absolutely, and we've seen how he thinks of the defenders. He wants to hit them.
He's been looking for the contact tonight. Now, he can make you miss. He can also
run you over.
Yeah, absolutely. 8.5 minutes for the third quarter. Two onside kick recoveries for the Cavaliers in the half, as Easterday, dangerous throw on the sideline and a dive, but incomplete. Looking for Ambule. Well, that's the confidence of Easterday there, though, Carl. He threaded that needle, and it was almost caught.
But the Bulldogs have forced a fourth down. And is it going to be a punt? I'm going to assume so.
Has that look to it? Their fourth of the night. Staunton almost jumped. Easterday pointed that I think they jumped. The official said, nah, they did not. Fourth and 10 from the Staunton 47. Easterday. Nice punt here. It's going to bounce at around the 20. Going to be picked up off the bounce. I believe that's granted. Oh, the ball is stripped out by Carlinville. It is loose, and I think the Cavs got on top. Now we got a rugby scrum for the football. Who wound up with it? Well, I think that was might have been Dixon who just ripped that football right out. Oh, but the Bulldogs did get on it. I think Carlinville dove on top, but it squirted free. And Staunton fortunate to maintain there, but they're going to be backed up inside of their own 10, maybe inside their own five. They finally get the football, Carl, but it was almost disaster.
And terrible field position. Yeah, you haven't had the seen the full or play on the offense yet for the Bulldogs, and here they have to start on their own, 8-yard line?
They will start on their own
4-yard line.
The Cromville defense will pin their ears back and come after Bianco. Staunton spreads them out, 3 receivers on the right side. It'll be a handoff to Mullenix running left, makes the first guy miss, and he gets out shy of the 10 to about the 8-yard line. So an explosive start to the second half for Carthenville. They came out of the gate, had an 8-play drive for 90 yards and a touchdown, recovered an onside kick, 3 plays, 43 yards and a touchdown, recovered another onside kick but had to punt it away. After that, recovery. Now a quick little hitter out to the right. The catch is made by Cody Castaldi, and he has gotten down quickly after a short gain across the 10 to the 11. It's going to be 3rd and short for Staunton. Clock running 7:25 for the third quarter. A chilly night here for week number 8. But you'll take this type of weather over the 90 degrees all the time for football.
Not right for football. Oh. Especially all those pads and everything on.
3rd and 3. Bianco will hand to Mullenix running left. Boy, there's just nothing there. Carlinville's defense shuts it off shy of the line to gain no gain on the play. And it'll be 4th down and short. Staunton's going to have to punt here from deep in their own end. 6:45 for the third quarter.
And we probably haven't gave enough kudos to the defense. They held Staunton to 27 yards offense in the first half. So the Bulldogs with their 3 penalties to 35 actually were in the hole as far as gaining yards.
Staunton says nothing to lose. We're going to go for it. The hard count might have got Carlinville to jump offside. I think they did. They did. That'll be an automatic first down for Staunton. So on 4th and 2, they lined up to go and didn't even have to snap the football. Griffin Bianco's hard count got Carlinville to jump offsides. 3-5 yards and a first down for Staunton.
And that might have been what they was doing. It was a hard count to get them to jump and or not run a play.
1st and 10, ball spotted at Staunton's own 17-yard line. Bianco from shotgun will hand to Mullenix, tries to run inside. There's just nothing there. Carlinville shuts it off in a hurry. Short gain, if anything, on the play.
And it's not a bad-looking play, and he does gain some yards, but they're not getting that initial push off the line of scrimmage. And so there is a gain of 2 or 3. Just, you know, you're not getting first downs this way.
Jordan Bressler had the stop there, gained 2 yards. Inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter, 35-0. It was only 21-0 at the half. But Cromville, 2 quick scores to start the third quarter. Bianco looking left, throwing left, catches made by Castaldi. He has a first down, flag out in the backfield. Now another flag going to come out. We might have roughing the passer, and then we had some extracurricular activity, and one of the Carthenville players is still down now to his feet. I think we're going to have offsetting penalties there. Well, that play away from the football there, Carl, it looked like one of the Staunton kids just picked the Carthenville player up by his shoulder pads and slammed him down.
Ooh. Well, I was thinking the other penalty might have been a late hit out of bounds, but
it's a hold on Staunton initially, and then we're going to have a personal foul on Staunton. So both on Staunton. So they'll take the personal foul penalty.
Well, either or. It's half the distance.
So wipe off the play that would have given him a first down.
Yeah, that was the sad thing. That was one of their better pass completions. Would have gone for a good 8-plus yards.
So the hold was the initial penalty. That's where the yellow flag came out. And then our referee had to toss his white hat down on that personal foul penalty. Both going against the Bulldogs. Now it looks like another flag is resting on the field.
Well, maybe there was a third flag in that case. Because I was thinking there was a penalty kind of after the play was the player or the...
2 flags and a hat, Carl.
Yeah. Well,
we only saw 2 preliminary signals. There's the hold. That's decline.
Okay. Well, it's still the
personal
same.
Personal foul. So maybe we had just 2 calls on the same personal foul penalty, perhaps.
Could be.
Kind of always fun, though, when you get to see the official throw his hat. and Staunton's going to take a timeout. 5:37-4, the third quarter of play. Staunton has opened it up here. Check that. Carlinville has opened it up on Staunton. Cavaliers lead 35-0. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Staunton. A chilly night here. The rain has stopped, and it really stopped before the game, Carl. There was a kind of a spitting rain, really a good hour before the ball game tonight. Got the field slicked up, but we haven't seen any actual rain during the contest.
And it probably has affected a few plays, being a slip player here and there. Plus, on those onside kicks, I think the one guy just could not even move his feet. Went straight down, and that let the Cavaliers get the ball.
Option pitch on 2nd and 25. Mullix made the first guy miss, but not the second and the third. Now a flag comes in late. That was thrown from our back judge. A good 40 yards from the play. And you wonder if the officials worried about this game getting a little chippy.
Might be, because I'm guessing we're going to have a personal foul.
Face mask.
Oh, face mask. Well, I didn't expect that. I thought it would be a little more on the late hit side. Didn't see him grab a hold of the mask.
Personal foul, face mask. .529 for the third quarter. I thought they said it was on Carlinville, which would make sense, but it appears the officials are talking to Carlinville. It was on Staunton.
That's declined.
Yeah. It was a personal foul face mask on Staunton. Carlinville declines the penalty because they stuffed the play.
So,
but you don't see a personal foul face mask on the offense very often.
Apparently it was just kind of a retaliation because that flag came pretty much after the play was over.
Right. So it's 3rd and 25 from Staunton's 5. Bianco from shotgun will hand to Molodix. Tries to run inside and nothing doing there. He got to the 6 and no more. It'll be 4th and long. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Staunton's going to have to punt from their own end zone. So a drive that had some promise initially when they picked up a first down, but that was wiped out with a personal foul penalty. And then another personal foul penalty on the face mask for Staunton on the drive. Head coach Zachary Ferguson getting together some of his players there and probably talking about composure. Ray, another nice punt, but this one goes right to Dixon. Fields it at the 35, down the sideline, turns it inside, and he's going to be slung down. Nope, still on his feet, and he will get down close to the 30-yard line. Good field position for Carlinville to start 1st and 10 with 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ball will be spotted at Staunton's 33, and this will be the third straight possession that Carlinville has started on the Staunton side of the 50. A couple of onside kick recoveries, and now after a good defense for Staunton to punt from their own end zone, they will start at the 23, not the 33, the 23. Touchdown here, and it'll be a running clock after a very competitive first half. Will Walton will motion left to right. Dixon from shotgun. Check that. Easterday from shotgun. Looking down the sideline. Oh, it's caught by Will Walton on the wheel route. It's a touchdown.
That just a beautiful pass. Right on the money.
Can't do it any better than that, can you?
No.
23-yard touchdown in the first play after the punt return, and it'll be a running clock the rest of the way. And after the way the first half went, Carl, I can't say I expected this. But it's still hard to stay with Carlinville for a full 4 quarters.
But you got to realize, well, Carlinville scored 21. They ran a lot and actually time consumed the ball or the time more than anybody. And he got that one too. Looks
Schmidt,
to be
perfect on the night. A perfect 6 out of 6. And with 4:29 to play in quarter number 3, it is 42-0. The state-ranked Carlinville Cavaliers continuing to roll along. They are looking at 8-0 here to start the 2018 season. Back with the Cavalier kickoff following these messages. 21 points here in the third quarter to put a running clock on the Bulldogs after it was 21-0 at the half. Matt Schmidt, a little low liner, going to be fielded, and the Bulldog return man loses his footing on his way up the field. That was Kyle McCullough on the return. And, Carl, that last touchdown was maybe the prettiest of the night.
It was. It was just a perfect throw. I like to say the wheel route, and Walton just ran it. Didn't have to slow up or anything, just put his hands out, and the ball dropped right in.
hit him. Easterday hit so many receivers in stride. It's remarkable.
And really, this hasn't been as sharp as game, obviously. Give a lot of credit to the starting Bulldogs on their defense. Getting some pressure on him.
Bianco throws behind his intended man out in the flat. That was Kyle Favor that time. It'll be incomplete. Clock will continue to run, though, as Carlinville's up 42 points.
And sometimes we forget to talk about the fact that the Carlinville defense just really hasn't allowed Staunton but, what, two first downs in the whole game?
And think about how impressive this Carlinville defense certainly has been all year, but think about the state-ranked teams they've played, Pena and Vandalia.
Absolutely.
They swallowed them both up. Here's Mullenix on the carry, gets through a hole, and he's brought down by DeLong, but not before he gets first down yardage out near midfield. And if you remember that Pena game, let's see, that was week four. 49-12 was the final, but that was a running clock in the first half.
It was, and that's what impressed us, I think, the most. And I think they were hitting on all eight cylinders on that particular game.
Mullenix picked up 10 on the carry there. 3 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville has not been challenged score-wise all year. A little pump fake for Bianco looking down the field. It is caught. Can they get past the long? Yes, but out of bounds goes Cody Gastaldi. It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs. And for the first time tonight, Staunton has entered the Sievers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Sievers. Online at SieversEquipment.com. Beautiful throw and catch that time from Bianco to Gastaldi. And the pump fake got Carlinville the bite.
Yep, but that was the
42-yard game.
Best play we've seen all day by Staunton, by far, and he was open, no doubt about it, but he made the perfect pass, too.
So here comes the Bulldogs trying to get into the end zone here and get the goose egg off the scoreboard. Bianco from shotgun has Mullenix off his left side. Three receiver set. They will hand to Mullenix. Drew Mullenix straight ahead, and a little bit of forward progress, and he's turned back. It'll be second and goal. 105 seconds for the third quarter. Carlinville scored three touchdowns. Three touchdowns in the quarter. Recovered two onside kicks. Second and goal from the six. Bianco now has Mullenix off his right shoulder. They will motion a man left to right. They will fake to Mullenix. Oh, Bianco pitches. Carlinville's got it covered, though. They throw it for a loss back at the 10. They were not fooled by the misdirection and the motion as Favor loses 4 yards on the play. So well-schooled is this Carlinville defense. And if they do get fooled, Carl, they've got the speed to make up for it.
I mean, not only didn't it fool them, there was three players there to make the play.
Third and goal at the 10. Final minute, third quarter. Bianco checking the plays. Comes to the line, snap away. Pass is tipped, and it is intercepted. Deflected at the line and then picked off by Ramey Lewis. And, Carl, we talked about how maybe the defense doesn't get enough attention. Ramey Lewis doesn't get enough attention. He's had a spectacular year defensively.
Just one of the many great linemen on this Cavalier team. You know, it's easy to talk about the offense because, A, they have the stats and all that good stuff. But let's face it, this defense is a big part of the reason this Cavalier team is so dominating.
Girl, really, the only question, I was going to say this before that big play from Staunton, is Carlinville has blown everybody out they've played this year. So when they get into the playoffs in a tight game, the only question is, and they're a senior-laden team, so it probably won't be a problem, but they just haven't had to play any pressure snaps, really, in the second half of any game.
Yeah, so far this one qualifies as at least it was still in pressure and in doubt, and the first team had to, you know, come hard in this third quarter. That was a key. Vandalia, they pretty much had to play that whole game. So at least the last couple games, and then they got Greenville. I think it's good that the schedule worked out well for them in some respects, because some of these other games, you're right, first quarter with Litchfield, they were taking players out. It was already continuous clock. That's hard on a team, you know, to build up the stamina to play football for a whole game.
And another impressive performance from the Carlinville Cavaliers. We've completed three quarters on the night. The Cavaliers 42, the Staunton Bulldogs nothing. Back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Cavaliers have the football back after the interception. And they will start at their own 11-yard line. Easterday will pitch left to DeLong. Colton looking for blocks, and he is going to be out shy of the 20-yard line at about the 18 for a gain of 7. It's going to be so fun, Carl, to watch this postseason run for the Cavaliers. Of course, 2 years ago, all the way to the state championship game. Last year, an overtime loss in the state quarterfinals. And this is a group of seniors that has played a lot of pressurized football in the postseason. Maybe the regular seasons, they haven't been challenged, but they have been tested in the playoffs over the last several years. Here's DeLong, pitches right, running through would-be tacklers, has the first down out near the 29-yard line, a gain of 9. And that's the thing, you know, as I was mentioning at the end of the third quarter about maybe that would be a concern that they haven't been challenged
right.
in games. But that's the thing about Carlinville. They're so well coached that in practice they're going one versus ones, that they're getting tested in those types of situations. With that's big.
Yeah, they can at least in practice work on a lot of things because they got a good JV, you know, so you can split up the teams. But, you know, like I say, the schedule wasn't so bad with playing the Vandalion. This Bulldog team gave them a good game, Staunton here tonight, and they're going to have Greenville. So at least they're getting good competition to play at the end.
Michael Byatt's in at quarterback now for Carlinville, also a backup tailback into the action as that carry went to Hunter Robinson. He's out to the 35-yard line, gain of 6. It's really just an embarrassment of riches for Carlinville. They are so deep and so talented at every position.
Well, it's like DeLong was the third leading rusher
right.
against Vandalia, a state-ranked team. He has a bust-out game against them.
And now he's probably going to be their starting running back going into the playoffs.
Pretty much all the way, yeah, right now.
Byatt's from shotgun. Will hand to Robinson. Oh, they slipped in the backfield in the handoff, but Robinson still turns it up, dives headlong across the 35 to about the 37. We've heard Chad Easterday say it before. We've talked about it before as well. They don't rebuild at Carlinville. They are reloading on a consistent basis, and it's so impressive. They have not lost more than two games in the regular season since 2011.
Yep, that's just impressive. And, you know, there might come a time, you know, with Comets, Greenville had that great decade of run where they were virtually unbeatable.
Little swing pass as Byatt completes it out on the left side of the field. Catch was made. Let's see. Looking for the number there. And that was Jack Kessinger for a short gain. And, Carl, I did not think I would ever say this, but I think that this Carlinville team this year is better than any of those Greenville teams that we saw during that decade of dominance. That's just my opinion.
Well,
but,
say,
man, this team's impressive. The defense, to me, is what separates them.
Especially is superior. I mean, I'll say that without a doubt, that the defense is much better. And then you throw in the fact that the offense can run, too, when they desire to, besides deep passes and short passes. So they got it. And, again, the special teams are good. So.
Yeah.
They got it all.
They have it all. I mean, they are just loaded across the board. 8-0 going to be through 8 weeks with Greenville coming into town next week. Another little swing pass out close to the line of scrimmage. Kessinger again on the reception. Carl, if you remember last year we were in Greenville. Carlinville was 8-0 going into that game. They had the tragic death on their coaching staff. They were all messed up that week. They made mistakes that we don't normally see
right.
Carlinville making Greenville.
Especially end of the year.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't expect.
So I would think the focus next – and the focus is always there for Carlinville. They don't overlook anybody. But, man, they really want that 9-0 regular season. Haven't had one of those since 2001.
That's hard to believe in a way.
Yeah. Hand off to Robinson running left. He'll be shy of 45, down about the 43.
And we haven't had a year like when Staunton goes to state. They're 5-4. That was the best South Central Conference we ever had top to bottom. That was good, fun to see because you go to the teams that only won a couple, three games. They were really good. They
yep.
just had to play all playoff teams.
No, that's exactly right. Well, you look at Staunton this year, their losses to all playoff teams, Greenville, Vandalia, Pena, and Carlinville here tonight. And they should beat Roxana next week and make the postseason a 5-4. And they will be tested. Battle tested if they get there. They will pitch right and slipping. I think that was Riley Rouse on the carry. Lost his footing. And he's down after no gain. 7:15 for the ball game.
Well, they had a good defensive plan. They at least got to Easterday. And that's, I think every team plans on doing that.
Right.
But none of them have done it. At least not well enough. And you know, he had to escape a few and throw them away. And that's a big factor. And that slows up a good Carlinville offense. And give them kudos for the defense because they did play a very tough first half.
Yeah, hats. Oh, the snap is over the head of the punter, Rosentrader. He's going to track it down at the 20 and now just has to fall on it back at the 15. And Staunton will have some field position here and a chance to get on the scoreboard. I think in that first half, Carl, hats off to Staunton. They played great. They did as good as they could do, especially defensively in that first half. But then in the second half, you really saw the greatness of Carlinville, especially really that third quarter where they came out just foot right on throat.
Yes, they came out. What they do, they go to Kyle Dixon on those quick passes, and they just go down the field that way. And after they've hit it, what, six times in a row practically, then they go deep, boom, hit a touchdown, onside kick, get the ball back. They're just explosive.
It's easy to forget about Will and Nick Walton.
Who had big games.
Oh, yes. Man, you have to worry about Dixon. You have to worry about Ambule, obviously. DeLong doing what he's doing at the backfield. Then all of a sudden the Walton boys are burning you. Staunton has their backups in as well here, as that'll be a carry for Kendall Boyd straight ahead. Gain of one to the 14. 5:40 for the ball game. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Then we'll have Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk to Chad Easterday, get his thoughts on his Cavaliers through 8 weeks of unbeaten football here. And, of course, we'll talk about the state golf tournament as well as the Hilltoppers. A strong showing on day one, but they had some weather issues up there in Bloomington. Actually, across the state, all three sites got rained out. And Staunton in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers Equipment. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville, online at SeaversEquipment.com.
And they kind of started there, didn't they? That's the sneaky way of getting there. Started on the
shotgun snap to Colin McBride, being chased and hounded, and he will get it away. As giving chase that time was Zach Reed, one of the sophomore linemen, for 50 for the ball game. We're really set up for some good postseason activity here over the next several weeks. Obviously, the Hillsboro boys golf team at state this weekend. We got several volleyball teams around the area that could be poised for deep runs. And, of course, this Carlinville team on the football field, Carl, I think.
You got to have hope for them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have a field goal attempt. What do you think of that?
All right. Try to get on the board here, see if we can get some points.
Not to mention, it's a good thing to work out on.
They got a soccer player as their kicker, Carl. Brent Kinder scored all sorts of goals for the Bulldogs this year. The kick is up sorts of leg, and it is good. Oh, man, that was about a 32-yarder. He boomed that thing. And
had distance, what,
boy,
by 20?
Plenty of distance. Missed it wide left, I guess. Must have tailed. That thing looked straight as an arrow halfway there, and then no good. But, man, Kinder boomed that puppy. And the soccer player is the kicker, Carl. Of course, Carlinville has it with Matt Schmidt. Staunton has it here with Brent Kinder. And Carlinville's had that for a number of years. It's such an invaluable weapon to have. And, of course, Matt Schmidt was late in arriving tonight because the soccer team was playing in the regional championship game.
Hopefully that went well for them.
It did not.
No.
They had to play Quincy Notre Dame.
Oh, yes, that could be a problem, couldn't it?
So, yeah, it is a problem.
I guess we don't have to worry about him being late for the next game.
He will not be late for the next game, sir.
That part's good for the football.
3 minutes, 10 seconds for the ball game. Michael Byatt's in at quarterback for the Cavaliers. Of course, on December 8th, we'll have the Apex Network Physical Therapy T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer Shootout at Carlinville High School, December the 8th. Eight games started at 9:30 in the morning, and Carl, we're really looking forward to that as the ball is out, and we'll see who recovered it. But that's going to be a fun day of basketball, the Apex Network Physical Therapy T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. December the 8th.
About 70 degrees that day, I believe.
Probably so, the way the weather's been trending.
It's our weather.
Here. Absolutely.
One or the other.
We'll be inside the big house in West Main that day, though, so it'll be just fine. Whatever they set the heater at is what we'll be at. Comfortable 70.
Got some good matchups. I've seen them on the schedule.
Yeah, we really do. Fantastic matchups. Inside draw by Robinson, shy of the 45. We've got the Hillsboro Gillespie girls playing. That'll be a heck of a matchup. And then the Comas-Staunton boys will be playing. That should be a fun ball game. And then games obviously throughout the day. Carlinville and Auburn playing in both boys and girls. We got Litchfield and Lincolnwood boys playing. The Hillsboro boys will play Metro East Lutheran. So it should be a fun day of basketball, all raising money for Terry Tote. And then in future years, the Montgomery County Cancer Association, they will take the money raised and use it for their various causes. So come out and support the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy on December the 8th. We'll broadcast all the games live on WSMI FM 106, but come out, be a part of the day on Saturday, December the 8th, starting at 9:30 at Carlinville High School. Of course, thanks to Apex Network Physical Therapy for their sponsorship of the event. Basketball will be here before we know it.
Well, right. Playoff football will still be going on, but basketball will be going on for a lot of the schools.
It'll be crossing over. Inside of a minute to play, 42-0 Carlinville. Byatts throws it out in the flat. The catch is made for first down yardage, staying inbounds and crossing midfield to the Staunton 48.
So, as you see, the backup quarterback runs a similar play to the first team quarterback. Those quick screens.
Become a Carlinville staple, hasn't it?
It has.
So Carlinville hosts Greenville next week. Cavies will look for a perfect 9-0 regular season for the first time since 2001. We'll have that game live for you next Friday night right here on FM 106. Then the Route 16 rivalry renewed with Litchfield and Hillsboro. The Pizza Man pregame show will kick it all off next Friday night, 6:30 here on FM 106. And then, of course, a week from tomorrow, the Road to Champaign, our football playoff pairing show next Saturday night live at 8 here on WSMI FM 106. 42-0 is the final. Cavies put up 21 points in each half as they blitz Staunton in that third quarter for a quick 21, and they win it 42-0 here tonight over the Staunton Bulldogs. And Carl, Staunton now will go to Roxana next week at 4-4, a win to get playoff eligible. And at 5-4 in the South Central Conference, it would be shocking if that didn't get them in.
Right. We expect them to make the playoffs, probably be in that double A. And, you know, 5-4 was their state team, so don't count it out. This team has some good offensive players and can show that they can find ways to play defense against a Cavalier team that no one else could so far this year, get to the quarterback twice in one game even.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up week 8 of the high school football season following these messages on WSMI. 42-0, Carlinville wins it over Staunton here tonight in impressive fashion, and Carl came away impressed with both teams, even though Staunton lost by 42. That first half performance here tonight was as tough as we've seen anybody play Carlinville. The Bulldogs were able to take some positive things away from this ball game here tonight as they head in to that really a playoff game for them next week win, and they're going to most likely be in to the postseason. But from the Carlinville side of things, they have a chance to do something they haven't done since 2001 next week, and that is go
9-0, and you know they'll be fired up. And hopefully, who's our one running back that – might have restrained. We're hoping the ankle is fine, or it was just a cramp. Who knows? Not likely a leg cramp. Well, you do get different types of muscle spasms too.
But he had a high ankle sprain he was dealing with earlier.
It did kind of look that way. So hopefully it was just aggravated, and he'll be all right. But heck, maybe they will rest him next week, and he'll be ready for the playoffs.
We've seen Carlinville find a nice running game here with Colton DeLong the last couple of weeks. But Carl, this Carlinville team is still buttered with that offensive line and the defensive line. They really set the tone.
They do indeed, and they had the running game going good in this first half. That's the key, I think. They've proven now they can run against teams. They've done that the last 2 weeks very convincingly, and you throw that in with a great passing game, and I don't know how you stop them, honestly.
No, they're a powerful team, and they're going to be a load here, not only next week, but moving in to the postseason. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality. They treat us good every time we come into town. Thanks for Matt Larson for feeding us tonight. We really appreciate that. Always love coming to Staunton. So thanks to Troy Redfern and everybody here at Staunton High School here this evening. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Staunton.